Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
I'm Daniel and joining me today is Emma.
Hi, Daniel.
Today we have a really exciting story to share about engineering innovation and education.
Yes, it's about the University of Wolverhampton Racing Team and their Formula Student Competition journey.
Right, and they're getting support from Moore and Wright Metrology Tools from Bowers Group.
That's right.
What exactly is the Formula Student Competition?
It's an international educational engineering competition organised by the Institute of Mechanical Engineers.
And it's celebrating its 25th anniversary this year.
Yes, 2023 marks its 25th year.
Wow, that's quite a milestone.
Absolutely.
What kind of challenges do the teams face?
Teams have to design, construct, and race a single-seat formula-style race car.
That sounds intense.
It is. The process requires precision engineering to ensure optimal performance and safety.
And the University of Wolverhampton Racing Team is using Moore and Wright tools for this.
Exactly. These metrology tools are crucial for meeting design and manufacturing tolerances.
How does this collaboration with Bowers Group benefit the students?
The students get hands-on experience with industry-standard instruments.
So they're gaining practical skills beyond theory.
Yes, that's right. It bridges the gap between classroom learning and real-world applications.
That's really valuable for their future careers.
Definitely. Paul Bates, Technical and Business Resource Manager at the University of Wolverhampton, has highlighted the importance of this partnership.
What does he say about it?
He emphasizes how the collaboration provides exposure to precision measurement principles and an understanding of industry standard instruments.
So it's not just about the tools, but also about the learning experience.
Exactly. The students operate almost like a business, incorporating engineering design, project management, and hands-on manufacturing.
That's impressive. It gives them a well-rounded experience.
It does, and it's all part of developing enterprising and innovative young engineers.
I think this is a great example of industry and education working together.
Yes, and it's helping to shape the future of aerospace and engineering.
That's a fantastic outcome.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast.
Stay tuned for more updates on the aerospace industry in the Northwest.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.